Summon Monsieur Beaucaire. Summon Monsieur Beaucaire.
Monsieur Beaucaire.
Monsieur Beaucaire. Monsieur Beaucaire.
That's me.
You? Why, you're Bob Hope.
You were expecting maybe Charles Boyer?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this special radio preview of Paramount's laugh-happy, love-happy new comedy, Monsieur Beaucaire, starring the one and only Bob Hope and that sunny little honey, Joan Caulfield. Yes, Hope has his funniest screen role in his hilarious story based on Booth Tarkington's famous novel. It's about a barber who changed places with a duke. And just wait till you see Bob as a barber in knee pants and a wig, flirting with the scullery maids and the chambermaids in the palace of King Louis XVI of France.
Monsieur Beaucaire!
Monsieur Beaucaire!
Monsieur Beaucaire!
Where is he?
In the chambermaid's room.
Chambermaid?
Go away, Mimi. Don't try to stop me. You've broken my heart for the last time. You're now gazing at a Frenchman who is not afraid to die for love.
Beaucaire, stop. What are you doing with that rope around your neck?
Oh, it's you. Talk to me later. I'm killing myself.
Beaucaire, you cannot. You cannot kill yourself.
Why not?
The king wants a shave.
Tell him I'm tied up. Oh, the king? Oh, that's different.
You did not tie the rope.
I was going to take a couple of practice swings.
Oh, my dear Beaucaire, why do you want to kill yourself? You, with so much to live for.
It's Mimi.
Mimi? Why should you be upset over a little scullery maid?
Scullery maid? She's the king's new chambermaid. She promoted herself upstairs.
Well, what of it?
She can promote herself upstairs. She can promote herself upstairs.
Maybe not.
You don't know Mimi. She's ambitious to be somebody. For years, she's been determined to get upstairs.
Oh, perhaps she wants to enlarge her mind.
No, her mind's large enough, and the rest of her doesn't need any improvement.
Well, then what's worrying you?
It's the king. After all, he's got the power to... He's the king.
Beaucaire, I am surprised. You know a chambermaid does not seek to attract the king's eye unless she wants to.
That's right, not unless she wants to.
Well?
She wants to.
Are you certain?
I'm positive. I threw myself at her feet, told her if she went through with this, I'd hang myself.
What did she do?
Loan me the rope.
Oh, Beaucaire, my poor friend. You are right. You must kill yourself.
Yeah, well.
Huh? You are right. Absolutely right.
Well, you could argue with me a little.
Beaucaire, think. You are a Frenchman, yes?
Yes.
A man of honor, yes?
Yes.
You lost your sweetheart, yes?
Yes.
Then you must kill yourself. No?
No. Well, that's settled. I gotta get to work.
Mimi.
Oh, are you still alive?
Tell the king I'll be right up.
Very well, Beaucaire. Good luck, my friend.
Mimi, you're making a mistake, a big mistake.
I have nothing further to say, Beaucaire.
Well, I won't let you do it.
You won't let me do it. Out of my way, Barbara.
Pretty sure of yourself, aren't you? What makes you think the king will look at you twice?
He won't have to. Once will be enough.
Mimi, do you realize what you're doing, turning me down? And for what? A king. Mimi, I've got a future. I'm only a little barber now, but someday I'll have a shop of my own with two chairs, three chairs, maybe even four. And what has the king got? One chair.
But look what's on it.
Yeah, and another thing. What about those other women upstairs? They'll see through your tricky schemes.
In this palace, it's every woman for herself. Dog eat dog.
Let's leave the queen out of this.
My dear Monsieur Beaucaire, I am now going in to prepare the queen's bath. And while the queen is taking her bath, who knows? I may get to meet the king. Farewell, barber.
Mimi, I'm warning you. If you go through with this, you'll never see me again. Have you thought about that?
Well?
I guess you've thought about it.
Yes, poor Monsieur Beaucaire, the barber, is having plenty of troubles with his love life. And what can happen to a barber can also happen to a duke. Upstairs in the palace, in the king's private chamber...
Your Majesty, the courier from Spain.
What say the Spanish? Is it war?
Not yet, sir. King Philip feels that the forces who fan the flames of hatred toward France can still be thwarted.
But how? How?
An alliance based on royal marriage.
Royal marriage?
Yes, sire. Between Maria, Princess of Spain, and a French nobleman of your choosing.
What do you think, Damo?
Philip is shrewd, sire. He knows the Spanish. The right marriage might well stir their romantic imagination and avert war.
Yes, quite true, quite true. We must be careful. We must choose the proper man. Someone handsome, dashing, clever. One whose wit and charm would captivate the Spanish court.
In other words, sire, the Duc de Chant.
Obvious choice. To rid the court of his fiery temper and quick blade, to say nothing of considerable romantic competition. The young blood should be duly grateful, eh, Dumont?
Not to mention a few of the older ones, sir.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing, sir, nothing. Except I noticed the charming newcomer, Madame de Pompadour, favor him with a smile.
A smile? A smile? What's a smile? She dead?
But what matter, sir? After all, he leaves in a few days.
Few days? He leaves tonight. Send the courier back to Spain. Tell Philip his daughter Maria weds the darling of the French court, swordsman extraordinaire, prince of the blood, our adored Duke de Sade.
Very well, sir.
Inform de Sade, the queen, the ministers. Spread the news. This is a big night, and all France must celebrate. Good heavens. Get my barber. Summon Monsieur Beaucaire.
Well, the plot thickens, doesn't it? Beaucaire, the barber, loses his Mimi. De Chandre, the duke, loses his pompadour. And later in the king's chamber, while Beaucaire gives the king a shave...
Beaucaire, what is the matter with you tonight?
Sorry, sir. It's Mimi.
Mimi? No. Who's Mimi?
Oh, your girl. I mean, my girl. That is, she's our girl. Gets around, doesn't she?
Man, what are you jabbering about?
Oh, she's been downstairs. Now she's upstairs.
Never mind. Now here's the queen.
Louis, what's this I hear of Deschamps going to Spain?
Why not? Royal blood, best swordsman in the land. And I understand from certain sources that he's very attractive to the ladies. Hey, Baba.
Oh, yes, sire, very attractive.
But he doesn't even speak Spanish.
Oh, don't worry about him. He'll make himself understood.
Shut up, you idiot.
My dear, please. Anger is the effort of a limited mind to express itself. Now shut up, you idiot, and powder my wig.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I was only repeating what Mimi told me.
And once and for all, who is this Mimi?
My girl, sire. She dreams of position, power. Why, she'd like to influence the king like Madame Pompadour.
And who says Madame Pompadour influences the king?
Oh, everybody knows that, it's all over. It's a... Or don't they?
Louis, I shall talk to you later.
My dear, wait, please. You mustn't misunderstand, you see.
I said later and alone.
Beaucaire! You blundering nincompoop!
Get out of this palace. If I so much as see you again, I'll have your head.
Yes, sire. Thank you, sire.
That's what all the matter. This all is for Spain. Tonight!
I guess I caught him in a bad humor. Who does he think he is to talk to me that way? After all, I'm not dirt. I'm a man. Well, sort of. What makes him so special anyway? A ring, a wig, some robes, and a few soldiers. Here, let me put on his wig. Now his robe, the royal signet ring. Ah, just look at me in that mirror. Old liver lip never looked this good. Boy, if I were king around here, things would be different. I wouldn't go around cutting off everybody's head and taking away everybody's girl. Well, I wouldn't go around cutting off anybody's head. Look at these masks. He's got a mask for day and a mask for night. Even got a mask for sleeping. I don't blame him. If I had a face like him, I'd keep it confidential, too. Well, look who's coming in. Mimi. And she doesn't recognize me in this mask and this wig and this robe. She doesn't know who I am.
Oh, pardon me, Your Majesty.
Approach me. Approach me. Pretty little wench.
Thank you, sir.
Rise, child, rise. Haven't I seen you about the palace?
Hardly dared that my sire would notice me.
Oh, but of course, you're the little wench who's been seen around with Beaucaire the barber. Splendid chap, Beaucaire, and so handsome.
Beaucaire? Handsome?
Just don't see how one man can get that handsome.
Believe me, sire, there's nothing between myself and Beaucaire.
Nothing? You call that nothing? The way you kissed him at the scullery maid's ball? Behind the onion sacks?
Sire, you know that?
My child, the king's eyes are everywhere.
Oh, but Your Majesty, I did not come here to discuss Beaucaire, handsome though he may be, and...
Charming, witty, clever. And I happen to know that you've shown more than a casual interest in him.
Oh, I'll admit, sire, that for a barber, he's very amusing and, well, rather sweet. But after all, Beaucaire is a man. And I'm not interested in men. Mortal men. My interest is France.
What do you mean?
Sire, I am a patriot. I love France. And to me, sire, you are France. All of France.
Oh, it's just the way the robe fits.
Oh, what a moment. To be alone with France. To see France. To touch France. Do you know what a moment this is for a woman?
It's not so bad for France, either.
That, sire, was for France.
Now, let's have one for the colonies.
Louis! Oh, the Queen! Oh, Your Majesty, don't misunderstand.
I'm sure I shan't. I never do, do I, Louis?
I was just telling His Majesty of my patriotism.
These are perilous times, child. Patriotism is not thought cheaply. Come, I will see you are amply rewarded.
Guard!
Your Majesty.
Escort this wench to the Spanish border.
Spain? Oh, but Your Majesty.
And if ever you set foot in France again, I'll have your head. Take her away.
I'd better get out of here, but fast. And now to get rid of this robe and wig and mask. There. Now I'm Beaucaire, the barber again. Oh, Your Majesty. Excuse me, sire. I didn't know.
You, barber!
Yes, sire.
I was rather under the impression that you were no longer with us.
Well, you see, sire, that is, I was leaving, but Mimi said, I mean, the queen, I think I'd better go see a man.
Louis! All right, Louis, stop talking. Unless you intend to make more of a fool of me than you have done already.
What's this nonsense?
So it's nonsense for the Queen of France to come upon the King of France, petting and kissing a little scullery maid.
Chambermaid.
Quite right. Chambermaid. Furthermore, how did you know?
Oh, you know how those things whip around the palace in one keyhole and out the other.
Oh, what a disgrace. The whole court must be laughing. You and that wench.
Wench? What wench? I haven't seen any wench.
Then I suppose, my dear Louis, somebody else was in your room, wearing your robe and your mask and your ring.
Ring? What ring?
You know, your turquoise ring. The one that looks like that.
Oh, we must go to the same jeweler. It does look like yours.
It is mine. Knew she wasn't a scullery maid, eh?
Oh, mercy, Your Majesty, mercy.
Why did you do it, knave?
Oh, to save her, sire.
Save her from what?
You, sire.
There, you see.
Impersonate royalty, will you, you lying scoundrel?
Oh, please.
Guards!
Your Majesty.
Guards! Seize that barber. Take him to the guillotine. Cut off his head in the morning.
Oh, farewell, Your Grace. And if you should go to Spain, tell Mimi I'm sorry.
Mimi? Who's Mimi?
The little girl who'd like to be like Madame Pompadour.
Oh!
Top of his head tonight!
Well, as we told you before, things get more interesting as they go along. First, the Duke de Chand is ordered to marry the Princess of Spain. Then Mimi is banished to the Spanish border. And now Beaucaire himself is sentenced to the guillotine. We will let you in on one secret. Beaucaire escapes and heads towards Spain to find Mimi. And en route, he meets and changes places with the Duke. But we're not going to spoil the picture for you by telling you what happens to Beaucaire after he arrives in Spain, posing as the greatest swordsman and the greatest lover in all France. Just remember, if it's laughter you're after, see Bob Hope as the gayest blade who ever matched hot steel with cold feet. And that mamselle with, Joan Caulfield, in Paramount's Monsieur Beaucaire.
Summon Monsieur Beaucaire.
Summon Monsieur Beaucaire.
Monsieur Beaucaire.
Monsieur Beaucaire.
Monsieur Beaucaire.
That's me.
You? Why, you're Bob Hope.
You were expecting maybe Charles Boyer?
Yes, it's the one and only Bob Hope as Monsieur Beaucaire in Paramount's Laugh Happy, Love Happy story about a barber who changes places with a duke. It's hilarious when Bob is mistaken for the greatest swordsman in all France.
Look, it's all a mistake. You got the wrong boy. You wouldn't want an innocent man's blood on your hands, would you? Yeah, I guess you would.
It's side-splitting when Bob pretends to be the greatest lover in all Europe.
Just you and I alone in a sweet little cottage.
Yes, Mimi, and perhaps in a year or two...
There'll be a little wail in the nursery.
Well, personally, I'd rather have children.
If it's laughter you're after, see Bob Hope, co-starred with Paramount's sunny little honey, Joan Caulfield, in the funniest picture of the year, Monsieur Beaucaire. Hey, Bob. Bob Hope, let me ask you something.
Okay, Bob, shoot. What's on your mind?
When the King of France wanted a haircut, what did he say?
What did he say? He said...
Come on, Monsieur Beaucaire.
And when the Queen of France wanted to hear a funny story, what did she say?
What else could she say except...
Summon Monsieur Beaucaire.
And when Madame Pompadour got off that ballroom floor and got into the mood for love, what did she say?
Are you kidding? Listen.
Summon Monsieur Beaucaire.
See what I mean?
Yes, folks, we'll all see what Bob Hope means when we see him as Monsieur Beaucaire in Paramount's laugh-happy, love-happy story of a barber who changes places with a duke. And the Duke has the reputation of being the greatest swordsman and the greatest lover in all Europe. If it's laughter you're after, see Bob Hope, co-starred with Paramount's Sunny Little Honey, Joan Caulfield, in the funniest picture of the year, Monsieur Beaucaire.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Paramount Hope saying if you miss my new cinema, Monsieur Beaucaire, you're just a big sissy who can't take a dare. Okay, Mr. Zucker, I said it. Stop twisting my arm. But no fooling, folks. What a story. I play Monsieur Beaucaire, a barber who changes places with a duke. And what a man this duke is. Guys challenging him to fight duels and me without a sword. Dames waiting for his kisses in every corner of France. And me without a horse. Not even a bicycle.
Well, Bob, do you really fight duels?
Do I fight duels? En garde, petty thrust and 24 roses to the widow.
And what about the women?
Yeah, the women. Hundreds of them pawing me, mauling me, half Nelson's hammerlocks. Acres and acres of femininity. Boy, what grazing.
You like that sort of thing?
How old are you? Well, so long, Bob. See you in the movies.
You certainly will at Paramount's sensational comedy starring Bob Hope and Joan Caulfield, Monsieur Beaucaire.
The king said...
Beaucaire, you idiot!
The queen said...
Beaucaire, you fool!
But the beautiful princess said...
Beaucaire, you darling.
And you want to know what Beaucaire said?
See Bob Hope, co-starred with Joan Caulfield in Paramount's love-happy comedy, Monsieur Beaucaire.